Well, my dear friends in Christ, we are gathered here tonight for this Thanksgiving Eve service. And so, you know, as we head into Thanksgiving, I think that a lot of times we go into it anticipating the meal more than anything. It might just be me, but nevertheless, the day is all about the family and the meal and the enjoying each other and the being together, but that kind of passes over the name of the day, which is Thanksgiving. And I think today we probably, tonight in preparation for tomorrow, we want to talk about what it means to be thankful and the things that God has given us to be thankful for. And so as we head into this service, I invite you to begin with the same words that were spoken over us in our baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, let's pray. Let's stand as we pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, you are truly the God of all good things, the God who gives all good gifts, and you certainly have blessed us. Lord, I pray that you would come into our hearts today, Lord, that you would continue to grow us in our faith, that you would enrich us, and Lord, help us, Lord, especially to see the great things that you have given us, so that we can return thanks and praise to you, Lord, for all that you have done. Lord, we pray that you would be here with us. In your name we pray. Amen. My friends, let's sing. There are two confessions in every worship service. There's the confession of sin, usually at the beginning of the service, and then later on in the service, there's the confession of faith, where we confess back to God what he has revealed about himself to us. In this service, I've actually reversed them, and I've done it for a reason, because this is Thanksgiving. And I think the most important thing that we can do at this point is remember who our God is and what he has done for us. And that is so beautifully described in the Apostles' Creed. So let us confess together what our God has revealed to us about himself. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of sins, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The first reading for tonight, please be seated. The first reading for tonight is Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 10. Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your hearts that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to him and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. And the second reading for today is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases our God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Let us then once again stand and sing, all glory be to God alone. be thankful. You know, it's not a thing we hear a lot in the news anymore. You know, it seemed like for a long time, you know, there was good news here and there, at least some. Lately, it seems like there's just a lot of stress and bad news when you listen to the news at all. And in fact, I've actually taken breaks from the news lately just because I don't want to feel like that all the time. And it's amazing how down we can get with it. And so with all of the stuff going on in the world, and not just in our country, but then even beyond here, you know, we have two wars going on at this time that I know of. I mean, I'm probably not as well informed as I could be. There may be more. But we have a lot of trouble out there. And so in the context of all that, we have Thanksgiving. So what are you supposed to be thankful for? Well, as we begin, when Joshua was going to take the children of Israel into the promised land, that's when this first reading was given. And he didn't just come out and say, be thankful. He first walked the people through all the things that God had done for them recently and said, here's all the reasons to be thankful. He said, you know, he said how God took them into the wilderness, how he led them, how he fed them. He fed them manna, which the word itself means, what is it? They didn't know what it was. They'd never seen it before. We've never seen it since. It's food that just showed up on the ground miraculously because of God's provision and the water that God made available as well as the quail so that they would have meat. He provided for all the children of Israel all these things. And what's not even listed in this list of things that God has done for them was the Exodus itself. You know, the bringing of the people out of Egypt, out of slavery, miraculously by God's hand with incredible miracle, incredible power. Just shocking what God did. You'd think that the children of Israel would be the most grateful people on earth, but we know that they struggled with this. You know, at one point, you know, when they were thirsty for the first time, they looked at Moses and they said, why did you take us out of Egypt? At least in Egypt, we had pots of meat we could sit around. We could eat everything we wanted. It was a great place. I think they forgot a few things about Egypt. I would love to be able to sit tonight and poke at the children of Israel, but I think we have a lot of the same problems today. If we actually stop and think about all that our God has done for us, there are a few things that we could list, right? And the reason I put the creed at the very beginning is because as God introduces himself to us, he unrolls not just a list of blessings, but a list of categories of blessings. You know, first of all, it says, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, right? Well, that's pretty short. He just made everything. Okay, there might be some categories there, you think? And so Luther goes on to make the list, right? And so he says, what does this mean? That God has given us clothing and shoes, meat and drink, house and home, wife and children, fields, cattle, money, goods. Oh, and he also gives us everything that we need to support this body and life, defends us against all danger, guards and protects us from all evil. All of this not because we deserve it, but because he loves us. And that huge list that I just read off is categories, right? Food, That covers a lot of ground. My family is getting into ethnic food lately. Jesse just made another thing for us. What was that? You don't even know. Okay, it was delicious. It was awesome. It was exotic. Another new food. I mean, there's all the normal stuff like the, you know, ubiquitous pizza that's at every single youth event ever, you know. But then there's, I mean, the thing is that as you look around, the amount of food, the types of food, it just goes on and on and on. And God made all of that for us. All of the variety. Drink. How many kinds of drinks are there in this world? You ever think about that? A few. And we in our country get to enjoy so very many of them. And clothing covers a lot of ground, doesn't it? Shoes, especially for the ladies. Lots of shoes. Yeah, I mean, the thing is that God has provided for us, and he doesn't just provide for us a few things. He provides for us so many things. Gives us places to live. He gives us security. I mean, we're not afraid in our neighborhoods. He gives us so many things. And I think that one of the things that we need to do or that would be very helpful for us to do as we enter this Thanksgiving season is to try to sit down and be specific. What are the things that we are most thankful for? One of the exercises I do with the confirmation class is I give them a half sheet of paper and a pen or a pencil, and I say, go outside and start writing down gifts that God has given you. Just sit in the grass and start looking at the world around you and write down gifts. There was one girl who took it very seriously, and she wrote in very, very small print, front and back of the piece of paper. It was over 500 individual gifts that she thought of during that 10 minutes that I sent her outside. Now, she wrote very neatly and very fast, and I think that was an unfair advantage that she could do that. But nevertheless, unbelievable. And the thing is that I think so often we are running so fast in life, and we're always thinking about the future. And in the future, it's always more. We always need something else. There's always something to anticipate. There's always something out there that we need to reach for because we're Americans and there is no standing still. But because we are always looking forward, one of the things we aren't very good at is looking back at everything that God has done for us and looking at the present. What has God given me in this moment right now? And to just take a second and look at that. And I'm going to tell you to do something here. Be still. My wife's going to laugh because she knows I am the worst person in the world at being still. You make me sit still with a pen and a piece of paper, I'm probably going to poke myself because I'm going to be so... But you can't do... Just be still and think about the gifts that God has given us. The gifts that God has given us right now. And here's... this. I love this one. The second reading for today, the sermon text, it says this... I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people. Did you hear that? We're supposed to thank God for who? All people. Very good. For kings and all those in authority. In our country, who would that be? Great. Anybody here love the president? How about the last one? Struggle a little bit here? I mean, the thing is that it seems like people either love one, the other, or neither, is generally how this works, right? How is God telling us to look at these people that he has given us to be an authority? Are they a blessing or a curse? And are we supposed to talk against them, or are we supposed to pray for them? See how this is? And the thing is that I think in our world today, we're not very fair about assessing the political world that we live in, because the political world that we live in, is it perfect? Far from it. Is it better than everything else that's been tried? And the thing is to really truly understand that and to give it some thought and to really think about, to give ourselves an opportunity to be thankful for what God has given us. It's just such an important thing to do. Rather than just be negative about all the things that we don't like, let's just be grateful that we have such a system in the first place. We're still in the first article. You understand this? Second article is what? Jesus. That God himself came to earth on that first Christmas, that he was born. And when he was born, it was the most amazing miracle in the world, because God, the God of all things, the God who created all things, the God who is there at creation, God became man. And at the same time was still God. So he's God and he's man, and he lives on this earth and he lives a perfect life for us, so that when the time was right, he could take our sin upon himself. All the guilt of all the sin of all the people ever lived and ever will live, he took the sin upon himself and paid the penalty for all sin, so that we can be saved. You know, I challenge you guys that when you guys are sitting around the table, have you ever done this with your families, especially when you have lots of grandkids and everybody has to say something they're thankful for? And we did this once at my wife's family, and it was hilarious. There was this sweet little girl named Amanda, and she was the last one. She's the youngest sister, the youngest cousin sitting at the table, and she was the last one to give something to be thankful for. And as you can imagine, everything was taken by the end. You know what I'm saying? And so at the end, she was just sitting there stressing, like, what am I going to say? And she just looked at the table and said, thank you for the cranberries. Because that's what was in front of her at the time. But the thing is that I really encourage you guys to do something like that at the table at Thanksgiving. To actually give people a chance to stop and think about what it is that we are thankful for. And please don't let them forget about what our Jesus did for us. Because here's the thing, is that one of the most important things that we can do as family is encourage each other in faith, right? That when we are gathered together, not that we're saying anybody at the table's not saved, although if they're not saved, that's even better reason to do it, but to remind people, you know, that as we are listing our blessings, don't forget about what Jesus did for us. Don't forget. And don't forget to thank him. And then we have the third article, the Holy Spirit, who came and brought us faith so that we can have that forgiveness that Jesus earned for us. And you know, the Holy Spirit is called the shy member of the Trinity. He's the one that doesn't talk for himself very much. But does he do a lot? I mean, a lot. And he's the one that grows our faith. He's the one that helps us understand Scripture and hear God. And he does a lot for us. And I think a lot of times, he's the one we forget to thank the most. Because after all, the Father made everything, right? And Jesus died on the cross, and then we're done. But we can't forget about what the Holy Spirit does for us, giving us faith, encouraging us, guiding us, steering us, helping us, encouraging us, counseling us. He does so much. And in a little bit, we're going to be enjoying the Holy Spirit's work again as we celebrate Holy Communion. And in this communion, we will be remembering what Jesus did for us when he gave his body and blood for us. But we're also going to be enjoying the work of the Holy Spirit as he uses this gift to bring us the forgiveness of sins, strength, and salvation. My friends, we have so many things to be thankful for. The most amazing God loves us and blesses us, takes care of us. And oh yeah, there's one other thing that we have to be thankful for. That when this life is over, we know where we're going. I mean, I think sometimes we forget what an incredible thing that is, you know? But there are so many people who live in fear. So many people who live in terror because they don't know. But our God has given us confidence. So my friends, we have so much to be thankful for. Let us give praise to our God. Let us receive his gifts and let us give him thanks. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray that you would help us as we celebrate this meal, this season of Thanksgiving, Lord, that we would be able to remember the things that you have given us and to give you proper grateful praise for all that you have done. Thank you, Jesus. In your holy name we pray. Amen. All right, my friends, let us sing the next hymn. Now thank we all our God. Now, my friends, let us receive the blessing from God, the plan of the Father, the work of the Son, and something that we receive through the work of the Holy Spirit as he gives us faith. Let us confess our sins and receive forgiveness. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all of your sin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." And now, having received this very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the strength and forgiveness he gives us in this gift, depart in peace. Amen. Let's pray. Please stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, you are truly the God of all good gifts, and I pray that you would continue to help us, Lord, as we grow in our faith and our awareness, Lord, of how you hold us at every moment in our lives, how you have anticipated our life and created this world for us to live in, that you provide for us daily everything that we need, and as well as provide for all the other people around us. Lord, I pray that you would help us as we grow in faith and as we know with certainty where it is we are going, that we will live with you forever in a perfect place, and that because of that, we have no fear in this world at all. Lord, I pray that you would continue to give us faith in this, Lord, continue to grow us, continue to give us courage in this, Lord, so that we can live out the life that you want us to live, Lord, that we can serve each other, care for each other, and boldly, Lord, speak your truth. All this, Lord, we come before you and we ask, because you are so such an incredible provider. Lord, we also pray the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive our Lord's blessing as you go your way this night. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen. Let's sing one last song. My friends, it's wonderful worshiping with you all this evening. And as we go our way today, I just ask that you would take some time, slow down and be still. And I know I'm going to hear this from my wife now. Slow down and be still, and take some time to be grateful for all the things that our God has given us. As you go your way today as well, we did not take an offering during the service. There is going to be an offering plate in the lobby that you where you can leave your thanks offering to our God tonight. And so with that, happy Thanksgiving and safe travels to all who are moving on.